Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us. You might have seen that Wall Street Journal article titled Grammar, a Victim in the Office. It was on the most popular article list for quite some time, although it is a victim pretty much everywhere else also. And we're now becoming more and more informal in the way we talk. Many times people are pointing the finger at texting and tweeting as also being a culprit for this lax approach to our use of grammar. Brian Garner is the author of Garner's Modern American Usage. He's also the founder and president of Law Pros. That's P-R-O-S-E. He serves as a distinguished research professor of law at Southern Methodist University Law School. Brian, thank you very much for joining us on WILS this evening.
Glad to be here.
Now, you were featured in the article, and I want to ask, first of all, when it comes to law, I mean, words really mean everything. They could mean millions of dollars. But how about grammar? How much of a role does that play in legal writing, and how often do you see very serious mistakes being made?
Well, I think quite commonly, lawyers are just a subset of the population as a whole, and as people become less and less familiar with the rules of grammar, lawyers are no different. It does matter a lot because there are major cases, United States Supreme Court cases and others, dealing with questions of grammar in statutes. In fact, Justice Scalia and I have just written a brand new book called Reading Law, The Interpretation of Legal Texts, in which we talk about many grammatical principles affecting legal interpretation.
Isn't grammar like spelling? You learn it early, and you better hope you learn it correctly, because trying to uncross those wires can be a problem. Do you think that's essentially the case for most people?
It is very helpful to have had parents who were grammatical sticklers. And my father and mother, I think, corrected all three of their children. We grew up in West Texas, and so I grew up saying things like, me and Brad are fixing to play golf. And if my father had not constantly been correcting us, I'm not sure we would have been able to master standard English.
So when you're dealing with law school students, what is your sense? Is our grammar in general becoming worse, or has it always been, you know, less than perfect?
I think it's hard to say that the language is going to pot and that, boy, things are much worse than they used to be. Every old fogey seems to think so, and now that I'm in my 50s, I think, wow, the language really is going to pot. But I think that's a perennial issue. In some sense, there are always going to be people who use language more carefully and more effectively, and people who are simply sort of going through life in a linguistic fog and not really very aware of words and language. It's a perennial problem. I give a 100-question grammar exam to my law students, and I would expect a good law student to make at least a 90 on it, and yet the average grade is 65, and the highest grade is 79.
Well, I mean, grammatical errors in writing probably occur more often than they do in speaking. Are there ones that you see most often that come to mind?
Well, I think the problem with pronouns is very a very common one, even among college-educated people, the people who don't know the difference between I and me, who say things like, please give the book to Joan or I, that kind of thing. That's very common. So is me and Scott are going to be there shortly. That's very bad, as opposed to Scott and I. So I is the subject, me is the object. You think it's a very easy point, but people mix them up fairly constantly. Again, this is kind of a class thing, and it's kind of we have a system of educated English and uneducated English, but increasingly uneducated English seems to be making inroads.
I'm talking to Brian Garner, the author of the book Garner's Modern American Usage, also the founder and president of Law Pros. You can find him at lawpros, P-R-O-S-S-E.org. So when it comes to the writing aspect of it, apparently now we're all perfect spellers, of course, because You know, you can't find a spelling mistake anywhere in sight now that spell check is there. But that grammar tool doesn't seem to work as effectively. Do you still find that grammar when it comes to writing is an especially big problem and is not being corrected even with the software that's available?
You know, that's a curious point. The grammar checkers are pretty sophisticated. They can't fix everything, of course. I was reading a case recently involving sexual discrimination in which the sentence said something like, the reason that the employee was laid is that no more positions were available, as opposed to laid off. And so a spell checker is not going to catch that. Neither is a grammar checker. It's obviously a typo. But it does seem to me that artificial intelligence ought to be getting closer to producing good editing in software, but we have a long way to go.
So when someone's speaking to you and they're making grammatical errors, their student, will you correct them off the bat, or is that potentially offensive, and do you just kind of let them continue making their mistakes?
Well, my friend John Simon, who is very much a usage stickler, insisted that people who know good grammar should correct others. I don't really quite believe that. I will, however, freely correct employees, my employees and my children I will correct. Virtually anybody else I do not correct, unless they're very close friends and I think I'm doing them a favor.
Don't people know, though? I mean, there's so much exposure on television to proper grammar, also improper grammar, but don't people know when they're speaking in a way that's improper and they're somehow okay with it?
Well, some people are okay with it, but I think many of your listeners are not okay with bad grammar and continue to be rankled by it, and I applaud them and I encourage them. There are still people around who care about linguistic standards, and I think anything we can do to promote that mindset, if it is truly an enlightened mindset about what is good and bad in language, it's something we ought to promote.
I say, well, you and me and you and I mean, that is probably the most common mistake that's made. I mean, a lot of times people aren't really sure which is right. I'm doing well versus I'm doing good. Is that another basic one?
I think that is another big indicator of educated versus uneducated English. People say, I played good. In fact, it's very disappointing to me as a serious golfer that most of the PGA professionals, the touring pros will say, I played good today. And I start cheering for the ones that say I played well, or I hope to play well.
If you see somebody misspelling, you know, the three theirs and the three twos and so on, if they're misusing that, is that an immediate disqualifier for their potential of being a good lawyer?
Well, I think it's a serious drawback. Look, there are only two things that lawyers do for a living: speak persuasively and write persuasively. It's the only thing that lawyers have is words. And if you can't use words effectively in speaking and writing, then what hope is there? Seriously.
Although, you know, with words, with slang does become official. Do we get to points with grammar where once things have slipped a little bit, it becomes normalized and accepted as potentially proper at some point?
Language changes. That is undoubtedly true. But language changes very slowly. And standard English especially changes very slowly. So standard literary English, I mean, if you read good stuff from say 100 years ago, it reads perfectly normally. If it was well written in 1912, it reads very well today. So literary English is stable. Slang is highly unstable. It changes very quickly. And that's why it's very important to learn and master standard American English.
You were just saying it's written perfectly normally, and I thought many times I hear people say it's written perfectly normal.
Yeah. Well, I I'm glad I didn't say it incorrectly.
Another example of grammar.
I'm glad I didn't say it incorrect.
Right. Well, people find all kinds of ways to be grammatically incorrect, but hopefully we'll find ways to solve that at some point. Brian Garner, the author of the book Garner's Modern American Usage, he was featured in the Wall Street Journal article, Grammar, a Victim in the Office, which it apparently is at this point. Brian, thanks again for joining us on WILS this evening.
Glad to join you. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, you can also find Brian on his website, lawprose.org, lawprose, P-R-O-S-C.org. If you have any feedback, by the way, send us an email, the address ccrecap@gmail.com. We will be right back to wrap things up. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.